Any other pre-op studies that you're thinking about there?
Well, I think one of the areas that I think is interesting in pre-op is the issue of the fact that we know that if you have an ER-positive cancer, most often you don't get a pathologic complete response with chemo. And the ones that really you get a pathologic complete response rate with are the ones that are ER-negative or HER2-positive. And when you think back to the Oncotype score, there is some data from Italy showing that in a trial of preoperative chemotherapy, that if you get a PCR, almost all the patients have a high recurrence score, which makes intuitive sense, and no patients with a low recurrence score get a PCR. So I think that one area that we are interested in is where we should utilize pre-op hormonal therapy. So I think what would be an interesting trial to do, which I'm trying to get off the ground, would be having patients with ER-positive cancers in the preoperative setting and basically deciding how you're going to treat them based on the Oncotype assay. So, for example, if they have a high recurrence score, you know already that they're going to be chemosensitive cancers, so giving them pre-op chemo makes sense. But if they have a low recurrence score, then they're not likely to get a great response from chemo, and maybe using preoperative hormones in that setting would make the most sense, and maybe randomizing the intermediate group similar to the TATER-X study.
Well, you know, my understanding of the Oncotype is that the three key components there are ER, PR, proliferation, and HER2. And I guess the question is, could you just get really good ER, HER2, and some, I don't know, Ki-67 or some of these other proliferation things and, you know, be able to achieve the same thing?
Well, the answer is I'm sure that you could, but the problem is we're not very good at quantifying these proteins as it stands right now, particularly the hormone receptors. I think that we kind of all do IHC, but it doesn't really tell you very accurately the quantity of the protein that's there. And certainly that's a component of the Oncotype test, in that you're measuring these genes much better than you did before. We're better with HER2-new, obviously, and obviously HER2-new is a different issue because you're going to use trastuzumab. And Ki-67 historically really hasn't been all that useful. So I think that it's true that I think we will reach a point where perhaps if we're better at measuring these proteins and genes, we may get very similar information to the Oncotype assay. But there was data at San Antonio this year basically showing that all the genes, even the miscellaneous genes, appear to be very important. So I think for now, the fact that it kind of multiplexes all the genes together is really its key advantage. And obviously, going back to the nanotechnology techniques that we're trying to develop, that's something that we would like to do, is multiplex the proteins on a single slide and quantify them. But I think the other thing that's very interesting is the fact that, especially for progesterone receptor, the protein appears to be more important than the gene. At San Antonio this year, there was two very interesting presentations, one from the Oncotype assay, basically showing that it appears that the expression of quantified PR gene actually doesn't correlate with benefit from tamoxifen. And then I think there's plenty of data out there saying that the PR protein is very important in benefit from tamoxifen. So it is an interesting protein because it's post-translationally modified. So I think that in that instance, the protein may be more important to look at compared to the gene. But I think that the Oncotype just offers a very easy way of basically dividing patients into groups and deciding who needs chemo and who doesn't.
What were your thoughts about the stuff they presented? A whole bunch of stuff at San Antonio, like all of a sudden looking at their database of whatever 20,000 cases and a lot of stuff on, as you say, individual components of that. What was your takeaway from all that?
Well, I think the message that they were giving is that the test in itself, because of the fact of the different genes it looks at, that on its own it certainly is validated, but looking at the individual genes, it didn't appear that it was as robust as the test taken as a whole. They had several presentations looking at one of the things we were just talking about, measuring estrogen receptor, and certainly their gene assay appears to be more robust in predicting benefit from tamoxifen compared to either ER protein measured by IHC or even ligand binding.
Well, also, they see, you know, variations in the level of, for example, estrogen receptor protein that were huge, like by the thousands different or something. Was that your take?
That was definitely my take on this. And I think we know that this probably happens. And I think we've been very simplistic for years in terms of how we quantify that protein, even though we all know it's important. And I think the progesterone receptor is really fascinating because I think at least the Oncotype assay would tell you at the protein level that progesterone receptor is more important than estrogen receptor in terms of hormone sensitivity.